This is the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 250.
Nicole.
Hey, Liz.
So I heard about this really cool concept.
It's called the Celtic invasion of Camelot. Cornwall. The Celtic invasion of my heart.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by the Celtic invasion of Camelot. My heart.
Mark Gunn leads the Celtic invasion. So he's got a feather in his kilt, and you can follow that feather as he invades Celtically. I'm talking about a vacay, a sweet summer vacay.
A fun invasion.
Yeah, a sweet vacay.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he understands that you're supposed to go out and expand your mind.
You just head to Cornwall because it is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Fun fact.
The stories here are very deep.
They're deep.
The history runs deep.
100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Camelot, 100% factual. You know Camelot, right? You know Camelot?
I know, love this Celtic nation located in the southwesternmost part of England.
South.
But more importantly, Mark Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
So the official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
Boom.
You know, get on this. Follow this trip.
You gotta get on this. You can go to CelticInvasion.com.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Rude Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
Taken from her cradle by bloody English hands, when Longshanks killed her father, Llewellyn's final stand. Now a cradle in Snowdonia rocks empty in the night, and a little girl is crying from hunger and from fright. Gwynllion Wales' last princess, her story must be told. Follow her sad footsteps across the bleeding snow. I hear a ghostly lullaby in this castle's lonely halls, and whispers of a princess who few can now recall. Her mother died in childbirth, now her father dead in war. To a monastery banished, she's held behind locked doors. Gwynllion Wales' last princess, her story must be told. Follow her sad footsteps across the bleeding snow. In silent meditation, with worn beads in her hand, she passes lonely hours in exile from her land. In a monastery lonely, where stone walls are so cold, a princess prays there weeping, and she's 55 years old. She never knew her language, she never knew her name, she never knew a lover's kiss, a and never knew who was to blame. Gwynllion Wales, last princess, her story must be told. Follow her sad footsteps across the bleeding snow.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And my name is Matt Letter. Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year. Everybody survived the holidays, we hope, right?
Yeah.
At least at the castle.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. Or at least Happy Calendar New Year. For those of you who celebrated solstice a little while back, happy belated, what would that be? Astrological New Year. So there's all sorts of new beginnings, and we're starting off this year with a good old-fashioned back-to-basics classic song list.
There you go. That sounds about right. So that first song you heard was The Last Princess of Wales by Bard of the South from Bard of the South.
Fantastic.
There has been 12 Patreon pledges, 24 shows. A heartfelt thank you to the following friends of the podcast, Renee Llewellyn and Steve Conroy. Patrons get the podcast 5 days before it's released to the general public. You will also hear an extended version of the show with 4 more songs and no commercial ads. So if you want to become a patron, be sure to check out the website. I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you can select your any rate that you want. If you are able to donate, thank you so much. This song that we're going to hear next is Farewell to Collingord by Bardmageddon, from Bardmageddon.
When I was young and in my prime, could wander wild and free, there was always a yearning in my heart to follow the call of the sea. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night, till I return once more, until I return once more. On all the stormy seven seas I sail before the mast, and on every voyage that I went on I swore it would be my last. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night, till I return once more, until I return once more. Now I have a girl named Mary Doyle, and she lives in Green Ore, and the foremost thought that is in her mind is to keep me safe on shore. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night, till I return once more, until I return once more. Now a landsman's life is all his own. He can go or he can stay. Ah, but when the sea gets in your blood, when she calls, you must obey. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night, till I return once more, until I return once more. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night, till I return once more, until I return once more.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
The Renaissance Festival Awards is being counted as we speak. So thank everybody for getting your votes in, and in February we will announce the winners. Also, be sure to pick up your copy of Renaissance Magazine, which will cover the awards and as well as the Hall of Fame winner. Renaissance Magazine also covered maps and whether or not you can read them in medieval times. Medieval maps could be quite the challenge, so check out the magazine and see if you can read some medieval maps. For Shakespeare's anniversary, an online recreation of the 1796 show is a year of promises to bring the globe Shakespeare mania of his 400th anniversary of his death. And you can find out more about this recreation by visiting nytimes.com. We hope you all had a great holidays and that your new year is off to a fantastic start. And that will do it for the news. Remember, if you ever have any news, please send it to us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call the castle. And that will do it, and now back to somewhere else in the castle.
All right. One sec, let me lower that volume.
Who's saying what?
You start.
All right.
We are the Jolly Rogers, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast, me bloody hotties. Arr! Suck up your arr and kiss me arr.
A 20 and 3. Plundered it we, waiting for pleasure to come. We'd straddle the edge and out of our heads, waiting for pleasure to come. And women were there for the game, boys, wasting their youth on the young. Party and hail for the name, boys, we'd become. But it's all me and run off to see somebody give her a dance. I won't feel it low and I briefly let go. And now, Betty, we haven't a chance. But wasn't it all for the rum, boys, booty and beauty and rum? Gold were the days, ourselves in a haze, waiting for Christmas to come. And promises broke like great barrels of smoke, pouring out over the lawn. Nothing to anchor us down, boys, nothing to keep us at home. Buggers and bangers be damned, boys, we had none. And it's all me and run off to see somebody give her a dance. Low and I briefly let go. And now, Betty, we haven't a chance. But wasn't it all for the rum, boys? Booty and beauty and rum, boys. Wasn't it all for the rum?
Thank you.
And that last song you heard was Beauty and the Rum by Barley Juice from Six Yanks.
Up next is Johnny by Battle Legs from The Soup Mages.
Went downtown to try my luck with whiskey in a jar. But Johnny beat me there, his head slumped on the bar. I said, good afternoon there, Johnny. You're looking mighty tight. And that I am good, sir. I've been here since Tuesday night. Well, he finished up his stout, and then we ordered more. But no sooner had it hit his lips when old Tommy pranced through the door. He could throw them out and knock them down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his might. Tommy and his boys had come to swipe some beer. Tommy slapped the barman across the face and his voice called out a cheer. Hey! Johnny stood quite plain and said, you boys just leave her be. I've seen your kind, but no one hits a girl in front of me. I wouldn't want to spill my pint or whip you black and blue tonight. But I ought to teach you how to treat a woman fair as she. We could throw them round and knock them down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint. He could throw them round and knock them down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint. Johnny on the spot. Johnny beat six men down to the ground and he never spilled a drop. So Tommy pulled his pistol out and shot Johnny in the chest. But when death came around to take Johnny down, Johnny whipped him like all the rest. Sink a battleship while the other held his pint. He could throw him out and knock him down and never lose a fight. He had a fist that could sink a battleship while the other held his pint.
Okay, this is Jeff Hiller, the steward of your castle from the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival with the Renaissance Festival podcast.
To see if I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, not a maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I, to a passerby, who's that maid with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me and he smiled at me. Well, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McGann, from the banks o' the Bann, she's the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, not a maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. Sunday clothes, with my hat cocked right and my shoes shine bright for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke and no horse I'll yoke till my plow is a rust colored brown. And smiling bright by my own firelight is the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, not a maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, not a maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the County Down.
That last song you heard was Star of the County Down by Bedlam from Singles.
And up next is a group called the Beerside Scoundrels with their song The Gambling Man from Duel.
Are you...
You...
A gambling man. I waste away.
I waste away
on whiskey women.
On whiskey women.
I while away.
I while away
my worldly sin. For each penny that I'm saving, will be the next.
Will be the next to do me in.
Now I'm singing
at the table.
At the table.
There's three girls.
There's three girls for every guy.
Best of all,
it's open bar now.
It's open bar now.
I could stay
till I die.
Take a nip,
a liquid courage.
Take a nip, a liquid luck. And with a
little bit of cheating, I might chance to lay low.
So will you play your hand? Are you? A gambling man. Place your bets
Upon the table.
Roll the dice and crown your feet. Draw a card.
Pick a number.
Watch your money
disappear.
Cards and dice
Have no appeal now.
I need something more intense.
Damn the odds
and raise the ante.
Say goodbye
to common sense.
Take a nip,
a liquid courage.
Take a nip, a liquid luck.
And with a little bit cheating, I might chance to lay low.
So will you play your hand? Are you a gambling man?
It was me,
and some weird old guy,
and the wager
couldn't get any hotter.
If I won,
I got his man.
I got his man.
If I lost,
I got his daughter.
Now I'm old,
and I am bitter.
I don't gamble anymore. Unless you want an ugly miss. Know what it is you gamble for. Take a nip, a liquid courage.
Take a nip, a liquid luck.
And with a little bit of cheating,
I might chance lady luck. So will you play your hand?
Are you a gambling man?
We are the ladies of the Salting Kiss. And you're listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Song you heard was The Fisherman's Blue by Bells of Bedlam from Forked Up.
Up next is Royal Oak by Bethany McLear from The Eye of the Storm.
It's that time again. Step back in time and enjoy everything the 16th century has to offer at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. From creative foods to historical demonstrations and interactive entertainment for kids and adults, there is something for everyone. You don't want to miss the excitement this November. Visit our website for details, www.larf.org.
Last song you heard was El Magra by the Big Drum Sound from Big Drum Sound.
Our next song is going to be Blackbird by Three Pints Gone from Auld Lang Syne.
I am a young maiden, my story is sad, though once I was carefree. By night and by day, but then he had left me and sailed far away. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I would follow the vessel my true love sailed in, and in the top rigging I would there build my nest, flutter my wings o'er his broad golden chest. Oh, he offered to take me to Donnybrook Fair, to buy me fine ribbons, tie them up in my hair. He offered to marry, to stay by my side, but then in the morning he sailed with the tide. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I would follow the vessel my true love sailed in, and in the top rigging I would there build my nest and flutter my wings o'er his broad golden chest. His fortune to seek, though I missed his caresses, his kiss on my cheek. He returns, I will tell him, my heart is still warm, but then in the meantime, my heart it is torn. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I would follow my wings or his broad golden chest. Oh, if I was a scholar, could handle a pen, one secret love letter to my true love I'd send, and tell of my sorrow, my grief and my pain, since he has left me by yon flowery glen. Blackbird could whistle and sing, I would follow the vessel my true love sailed in, and in the top rigging I would there build my nest and flutter my wings o'er his broad golden chest.
Let's try. I'm Bruce Garner. I'm the Leather Man out here at Four Winds, and you're listening to
the Renaissance
Festival podcast.
Donald came into town, lean and wiry. Music flew from his pipes, wild and fiery, with pack on his back and ice wide with ecstasy. Some called him the devil, that Donald McGallifrey. Play like the wild man, Donald McGallifrey. Are you the wild man, Donald McGallifrey? Innocence and wisdom to dance through his melody. melody, the soul of the wild seed has Donald McGallifrey. No way lay shrouded in mist and twisted, treated people were strangled by their toils and drudgery. And impassion was rare, the priest kept them on their knees. But then came that stranger, that Donald McGallifrey. Laugh like the jackal, Donald McGallifrey. Fear be their shackle, Donald McGallifrey. Sing to them to wake them, rouse them to revelry. You call down the thunder, you Donald McGallifrey. Their flesh was awakened by his ancient melody, but they bound it with ropes of self-righteous civility. They cursed him that day, you roused the beast, there's blood to pay. The mob swelled with hatred for Donald McGallifrey. You're black as the raven, Donald McGallifrey. Hell be your heaven, Donald McGallifrey. They tried him, they judged him, there came down a death decree. You'll burn with the devil, you Donald McGallifrey. Broad amber skies, day was a certainty, but Donald stood bound in gags, facing eternity. The crowd fought for place, the torch smoked heavily. Why wait? Do it now to this Donald McGallifrey. Pray for your soul now, Donald McGallifrey. Your life is over, Donald McGallifrey. They kicked him, they poked him, they ridiculed his destiny, till fate pushed the children to Donald McGallifrey. The children lay their bodies down, innocent at his feet. Halos did crown their heads, light for the blind to see. From the mothers came cries, our children see with God's own eyes. This man is a messenger sent to undo our lies. They unbound the lame, the Donald McGallifrey. He picked up his pipes there, Donald McGallifrey. He made to the dawn, they danced till they fell from sleep. Then off to the next town went Donald McGallifrey.
Welcome back to another episode of Joe on the Road. Our opening song was Donald McGillivray by The Empty Hats from their album, Released. There's only a couple fairs going on this month, but if you live in Florida, you're in luck. The Riverdale Kiwanis Medieval Fair is running in Fort Myers, Florida. The Hogtown Medieval Fair is running in Gainesville, Florida. The Gasparilla Pirate Fest is running in Tampa, Florida. The Dragon Festival is running in Melbourne, Florida. The Treasure Coast Pirate Fest is running in Fort Pierce, Florida. And the Brevidier Renaissance Fair is also running in Melbourne, Florida this month. I hope you've all had a fantastic New Year's, and we're going to lead out with When Johnny Comes Marching Home by Cast in Bronze from The Voyage.
Thank you. This is Leghorn the Piper, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Last song you heard was Saucy Sailor by
Black Jackson Blarney
from Bite Size. And sadly, we're at the end of yet another show, our 250th show.
Oh, it went by so quickly.
Yeah, we haven't made a single joke yet this year. How come?
I have no idea.
We're a pun.
A pun?
We must still be...
Tony.
A pun.
Yeah, Tony, yes. Give a... We need a pun. Do you have a pun?
Well, let's see. How about sushi at the castle? Do you know about sushi
at the castle? What about sushi at the castle?
That it's lutefisk.
It's lutefisk? Oh, I don't want lutefisk. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No. I doubt many of our listeners know what lutefisk is. If you don't know, consider yourself lucky.
Lucky, yeah. Please do.
It is not the most pleasant of things.
Yeah. How about words
Well,
of wisdom?
Do you have any resolutions?
Resolutions?
I was going to ask you if you have any resolutions for this next new year.
More relaxation.
Ooh, good one. Yeah.
And less stress.
Yeah.
More relaxation and less stress. How about you?
I was thinking about I would like to travel more. So this year I think I'm going to try to get to more Renaissance festivals.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So if you have a Renaissance festival that you would like me to visit... you, the listener that I'm talking to right now, yes, hello you. You're one of my favorites, just so you know. If you have a Renaissance Festival that you'd like me to visit, please send an email into renfestpodcast@gmail.com or call in at the castle, 478-CASTLES, 478-227-8537. We actually do hear your recordings. It's really nice to hear it when people enjoy the show or if they have thoughts and comments. It's really nice, especially when they have positive thoughts and comments. So, please let us know what you're thinking. And what festivals should we cover this year? What should we do? Speaking of festivals and all that stuff, as Tony mentioned in the news, the Renaissance Festival Awards are all calculated and everything, and we're going to, or are in the process of being calculated, or almost done. They're somewhere in that state, and we are going to be announcing those in the next show. Is that correct?
No, February show.
February show. So in our February show, come and take a listen and see who won.
Yeah, but before that, you got one show left to listen to in January, and that will be our very, very special and
naughty
show. Our body show will be coming up next.
Yes, your very body holiday special show special.
Yes.
That has somehow maintained its position as an annual tradition.
It has to be. You know, just like the drinking show or the spooky show or the holiday special show, you know, winter special, pirate show special, you know, all those wonderful shows coming up throughout the year.
Yeah, so come back for that. And thanks again to all the people who voted in this year's Renaissance Festival Awards. I can't wait to hear about who won. It's going to be great.
Exciting. Yay.
Yay. Excitement.
And cheers.
So yeah, sadly, we are at the end of the show. The last song we're going to be listening to tonight is Castle Transylvania by Blackmore's Night from Oh, the Horror.
Have we taken over that castle yet?
Not yet. Do we want to take over that castle? Kind of got the vampires,
well,
as it were.
I believe we have at least one werewolf in our mix.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes with the vampires.
Yeah, true. Maybe we'll let our Patreons decide what we should do about that.
Oh boy. Well, that was a good evil laugh there. You can, we can put you in Castle Transylvania. Well, anyway, if you have a favorite group that you would like to see cover Hotel Transylvania and write those song lyrics, email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. And with that, we take you to Castle Transylvania and the end of our 250th podcast. Thanks, everybody, and we're looking forward to the next 250. Take care.
See ya. Drink wine.
the fellow Jack you love, but he lives right up the street. Relax, I'm a nice man, I don't want to suck your vein. My name's Baron Victor Frankenstein, and I just want your brain.
Come join us at Castle Transylvania.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoyed the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.